गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परम हंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सच्छ्रीमत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय मथुरा द्वारका धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय भागवत धर्म की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, titled Activities of Maharaj Priyavrat, Text Number 5. Shri Sukha Vacha, Bhadham, Uktam, Bhagavata, Uttama Shlokasya Srimad Charanaravinda Makaranda Rase Aveshita Chetasa Bhagavata Paramahamsa Daita Katam Kinchit Antaraya Vihatam Swam Shivatamam Padavim Na Prayena Hinvanti. So this verse is in a prose form, so to recite it, I'll just 1, 2, 3 more. Shri Sukha Vacha Bhadham Uktam Bhagavata Uttama Shlokasya Srimach Charanaravinda Makaranda Rasa Visita Chetaso Bhagavat Paramahamsa Daita Katam Kinchidantaraya Vyatam Swam Shivatamam Padavimna Prayena Hinvanti Shri Sukha Vacha Bhadham Uktam Bhagavata Uttama Shlokasya Srimach Charanaravinda Makaranda Rasa Visita Chetaso Bhagavat Paramahamsa Daita Katam Kinchidantaraya Vyatam Swam Shivatamam Padavimna Prayena Hinvanti Enough. Only twice now. It's too big it is. Shri Sukha Vacha Charanaravinda Makaranda Rasa Avishita Chetaso Bhagavat Paramahamsa Daita Paramahamsa Daita Katam Kinchidantaraya Vyatam Swam Shivatamam Padavimna Prayena Shivatamam Padavimna Prayena Hinvanti Shri Sukha Vacha Shivatamam Padavimna Prayena Hinvanti. श्री शुक उवाच या फिनिश कंटिन्यू सो दिस वर्सेस आर इन अ प्रोस फॉर्म सो यूजुअली अदरवाइज सो वी विल स्टॉप हियर रेसिटेशन श्री सुख उवाच श्री सुख उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड बाध्यम करेक्ट उक्तम व्हाट यू हैव सेड भगवता ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडेड उत्तम श्लोकस्य हु इज प्रेस्ड विद एक्सलेंट वर्सेस श्रीमत् चरणारविंद ऑफ द फीट विच आर जस्ट लाइक द मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल फ्रेग्रेंट लोटस फ्लावर्स मकरंद हनी रसे इन द नेक्टर आवेशिता एब्सॉर्ब्ड चेतसा हूज हार्ट्स भागवत टू द डिवोटीज परमहंस लिबरेटेड पर्सन्स दायिता प्लीजिंग कथाम ग्लोरिफिकेशन किंचित sometimes antaraya by impediments vihatam checked swam own shivatamam most exalted padavim position na do not prayena almost always hinvanti give up translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, what you have said is correct. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised in eloquent transcendental verses by such exalted personalities as Brahma, are very pleasing to great devotees and liberated persons. One who is attached to the nectarian honey of the Lord's lotus feet and whose mind is always absorbed in His glories may sometimes be checked by some impediment, but he still never gives up the exalted position he has acquired. Purport. Sri Sukadeva Goswami accepted both of the king's propositions, that a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness cannot embrace materialistic life again, and that one who has embraced materialistic life cannot take up Krishna consciousness at any stage of his existence. Although accepting both these statements, Sukadeva Goswami qualified them by saying that a person who has once absorbed his mind in the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may sometimes be influenced by impediments, but he still does not give up his exalted devotional position. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there are two kinds of impediments to devotional service. The first is an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. This is called Vaishnava Aparadh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned his devotees not to commit Vaishnava Aparadh, which he described as the mad elephant offense. When a mad elephant enters a beautiful garden, it destroys everything, leaving a barren field. Similarly, the power of Vaishnava Aparadh is so great that even an advanced devotee becomes almost devoid of his spiritual assets if he commits it. Since Krishna consciousness is eternal, it cannot be destroyed altogether, but advancement may be checked. for the time being. Thus, Vaishnava aparadha is one kind of impediment to devotional service. Sometimes, however, the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His devotee desires to impede one's devotional service. For example, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were formerly Jaya and Vijaya, the gatekeepers in Vaikuntha, but by the desire of the Lord, they became His enemies for three lives. Thus, the desire of the Lord is another kind of impediment. But in both cases, the pure devotee, once advanced in Krishna consciousness, cannot be lost. Following the orders of His superiors, that is Swayambhuva and Lord Brahma, Priyavrata accepted family life, but this did not mean he lost his position in devotional service. Krishna consciousness is perfect and eternal, and therefore it cannot be lost under any circumstances. Because the material world is full of obstructions to advancement in Krishna consciousness, there may appear to be many impediments. Yet Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, declares in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Once one has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. In this verse, the word Shivatamam is very significant. Shivatamam means the most auspicious. The devotional path is so auspicious that a devotee cannot be lost under any circumstances. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita by the Lord Himself, Partha Neveva Namutra Vinashas Tasya Vidyate. My dear Arjuna, for a devotee there is no question of being lost either in this life or in the next. In Bhagavad Gita 6.43, the Lord clearly explains how this is so. Tatra tam buddhi samyogam labate paurva dehikam yatate cha tato bhuya samsiddho kuru nandana. By the order of the Lord, a perfect devotee sometimes comes to this material world like an ordinary human being. Because of his previous practice, such a perfect devotee naturally becomes attached to devotional service apparently without cause. Despite all kinds of impediments due to surrounding circumstances, he automatically perseveres in devotional service and gradually advances until he once again becomes perfect. Bilwa Mangala Thakur had been an advanced devotee in his previous life, but in this next life, he became greatly fallen and was attached to a prostitute. Suddenly, however, his entire behavior was changed by the words of the very prostitute who had so much attracted him, and he became a great devotee. In the lives of exalted devotees, there are many such instances proving that once one has taken to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he cannot be lost. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. The fact is, however, that one becomes a devotee when he is completely freed from all reactions to sinful life. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Esham tvantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dhvanda moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrita. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are free from the duality of illusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. On the other hand, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Matirna Krishne Parata Swaha Mitho Bipadheta Grihavratanam. A person who is too attached to materialistic family life, home, family, wife, children, and so on, cannot develop Krishna consciousness. These apparent contradictions are resolved in the life of a devotee by the grace of the Supreme Lord, and therefore a devotee is never bereft of his position on the path of liberation. which is described in this verse as Shivatamam Padavin. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome to today's Srimad Bhagavatam class, and the title is about Priyavrat, King Activities of Maharaj Priyavrat. So the context is Priyavrat was a prince, son of Swayambhuva Manu. He's a Kshatriya, but in his heart renunciation arised. It can happen. He left home, took shelter of Narad Muni, and under his guidance he was completely absorbed. He was self-realized, he was a pure devotee, and he was in his transcendental state. But material existence means uncertainties. So it so happened, his brother who was ruling Uttanapad, after that Dhruva Maharaj, after that Prachetas, there was no one to rule. So Swayambhuva Manu went and asked his son, Priyavrat, please come back. There is no one to take care of the universal affairs, not ordinary responsibility. So Priyavrat respected his father, but didn't accept that instruction. His guru was there, Narada Muni. So then Brahmaji had to come. So Brahmaji came and he said, even I am under the control of Lord. So when I do something, it is only for the His pleasure. So I am telling you, you take up this responsibility. So Priyavrat takes it and he becomes again absorbed in his family life. Wives, children, kingdom, treasury, expansion, and it went on for a long time. So Maharaj Parikshit is asking Sukadeva Goswami, how is it possible? Someone from that level, he comes to this level, and it appears he is, you know, absorbed his family life. But today's verse, it is said, no. Someone who is very much absorbed in devotees, I mean, in such subjects, he would never be. But Maharaj Parikshit has a question. The previous two verses, he has asked this same question. How is it possible? How can it be? It's a common sense, isn't it? From material existence, you go to spiritual existence. I mean, we all want to transcend from material to spiritual. You know, material desires to purely spiritual desires. How can someone come back? So here it is said that sometimes there are impediments in a devotee's life. That's what Prabhupada says in the purport. So one of the impediment is Vaishnava Aparadha. Because of the Aparadha, there is a delay in his progress. But whatever he has done till that time is somewhere parked. It is there. It is not lost. But then he has to go through this. That is one. But second, it is said that the Lord himself does it. Now, there may be for several reasons it is. Just to glorify the nature of his devotional qualities or for his own pastime. So anyway, we are here talking about two ashramas, isn't it? He was a brahmachari. He was very exalted. Like we say, no, when some brahmachari changes his ashram, oh, he could not. We think that. The truth is, yes, according to your inclination, if a person who is at that level, he feels that, okay, I'll be more comfortable in grihastha ashram, because the purpose of human existence is to continue devotional life. It is not the ashram actually which matters, because ashram is an external thing. Yeah, it is also true that a person whom the renounce has not much distraction. It is little more smoother and faster. But then opportunity to be a pure devotee is there in both the ashram. So, but apparently it appears that a person has come down to family life. So Maharaj Parikshit is asking that how is it possible? So just to understand, we know that this Varnashrama is there, and we talk about that how it is very important that according to a person's Varna and Ashrama, person should be properly situated. But then we should not forget that the purpose of this Varnashrama is eventually to develop the desire to only please. If that is not achieved, then that Varnashrama doesn't serve the purpose. It is said in Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami is to Saunaka Rishis, he is saying, Atha Pumbir Dvija Sreshta Varnashrama Vibhagasha Sanutistasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. This Vibhaga, Varnashrama Vibhaga, occupational dispute, occupational duties, prescribed duties, the rules and regulations, all are meant eventually to develop that desire that only to please the Lord. So we will not be able to judge someone from his ashrama what is there in his desire. It is possible that externally someone is in a renounce order, but it's not necessary that he is pure in his thoughts. The same thing is externally, someone appears to be in an ashram where he is into worldly activities, but then his desire may be so pure that he is doing everything for the Lord's pleasure. So this is just one point to be noted, because here Maharaj, Priyavrat, he lived in this, so this is the question. So now the question comes about, then what is this pleasing to everything is done as it is, samsiddhim haritoshanam, which is also Rupa Goswami explains, what is bhakti, devotion, what is understanding? Anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karma anavritam, ಅನುಕೂಲೇನ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾನುಶೀಲನ ಭಕ್ತಿರುತ್ತಮ. ನಾವು ಎವ್ರಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿ ಟಾಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗೀಸ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಡೀಪರ್ ಯು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್. ಬಟ್ ದ ಅಪಾರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಇಟ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್. ಸನ್ಯ ಅಭಿಲಾಷಿತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ, ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಫ್ರೂಟಿವ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೋ ಕರ್ಮ, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನೋ ಅಗೇನ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಫ್ರೂಟಿವ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಕರ್ಮ, ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಸಮ್ ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಯು ಡೂ ಡಿವೋಷನ್, ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಡೂ ಅಪ್ಯಾರೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಸಮ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಬಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಫೈಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್. ಅನುಕೂಲೇನ, ಯು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಫೇವರೇಬಲ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸೇ, ಸಮನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವೆಲ್ ಐ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಲೈಕ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಡೆಂಟಲಿ ಯು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಇನ್ ದ ಕೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಒನ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವೀರ್ಯರಸ್, ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದೇರ್, ವಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಅನುಕೂಲೇನ? ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಡೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ನಾವ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್, ಓಕೆ ದೆನ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ವೇ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಡೂ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್. ಅಗೇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಡೂ. ಅನುಕೂಲೇನ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅನುಶೀಲನಂ, ಅನುಶೀಲನಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದೇರ್ ಗೈಡೆನ್ಸ್, ಯು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್, ಯು ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೊ ವಿ ಸಿ ಯರ್ ಪ್ರಿಯವ್ರತ್, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲಿ, ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೀ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಫಾರ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಹೈಯರ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಲೂಸ್ ಇಟ್. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್, ಬಟ್ ಯೂಶ್ವಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಬಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಭಜನ್ ಹೀ ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಗೃಹೇ ಠಾಕೋ ಮನೇ ಠಾಕೋ ಸದಾ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲಿಟ. ವೆದರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರಿನೌನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ, ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಸಿಚುವೇಟೆಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಎಂಟರ್ ಮೈ ಹೌಸ್, ವೆನ್ ಐ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಸೀ ಆಲ್ ಮೈ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಡ್, ಸೊ ಈ ಸೀಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಮೈ ಹೌಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಗೋಲೋಕ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಯಾ, ಈಸ್ ಹೋಲಿನೆಸ್ ರಾಧನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್, ಐ ವಾಸ್ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸ್, ಲೈಕ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಈ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಅ ಒನ್ ನ್ಯೂಲಿ ಮ್ಯಾರಿಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ದರ್ ಹೌಸ್, ಈವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ದರ್ ಬೆಡ್ರೂಮ್, ಈವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ದರ್ ಕಿಚನ್, ಈವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ದರ್ ಹಾಲ್, ಈ ಸಾಲ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ವಾಸ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ಗ್ರೇವ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಅಪಾರ್ಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ನ್ಯೂಲಿ ಮ್ಯಾರಿಡ್. ಸೊ ಈ ಲುಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಫಾಲೋಡ್, ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈಕುಂಠ. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಸಿ ವೈಕುಂಠ, ಬಟ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಯು ಫಾಲೋ ದ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್, ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್, ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಆರ್ ದಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಇಫ್ ದ ಆ್ಯಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್, ದ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ಯುವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ, ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಯಾ ಯಸ್ಯ ಹರೇರ್ ದಾಸ್ಯ ಕರ್ಮನಾ ಮನಸ್ಸಾಗಿರ ನಿಖಿಲಸ್ವ ಅಪಿ ಅವಸ್ಥಾಸು ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ ಸೌಚ್ಛತೆ. ಸೊ ಯು ಆರ್ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಎನಿ. ಬಟ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಥು ಆರ್ ಇವನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸೇಕ್, ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್, ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಅ ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭೂತ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ಆತ್ಮ ನ ಸೋಚತಿ ನ ಕಾಂಕ್ಷತಿ. ಹಾ, ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕಪಿಲ ದೇವ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಹೀ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್, ಬಟ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಷನರ್ ನಾಟ್ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್. ಸೊ ಈ ಡಿವೈಡ್ಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಅಟ್ ಫೋರ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್ಸ್. ಐ ಲ್ಯಾಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್. ದ ಲೋವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಯು ಡು ಭಕ್ತಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್. ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್, ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ದ ಮೂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನ್ವಿ, ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಂಪಿಟಿಷನ್, ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸಿಸಮ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್. ದೆನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಡನ್ ಫಾರ್ ರೆಕಗ್ನಿಷನ್, ನೇಮ್, ಫೇಮ್, ಸಮ್ ಗೇನ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ಯಾಷನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ರಿಲೀವಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್, ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಟೆಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುಡ್ನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಒನ್? ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್, ಪ್ರಿಯವ್ರತ್. ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಿರ್ಗುಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಮ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪರ್ವ್ಯೂ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಮೂಡ್ಸ್. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲುಯೆನ್ಸಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಈಸ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್, ಇವನ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಸದ್ಗುಣ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್? ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಪಾಂಟೇನಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಲವ್. ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಯು ಸಿ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ runs towards it. So there is a very nice verse, we'll just recite that verse. I have not written it here. This is from the third canto. What exactly is nirguna bhakti? Nirguna bhakti is there it is. See, it's very interesting. This is again Kapila Dev is telling his mother, this is the topmost level pure devotee. Madguna shruti matrena mahi sarva guhashe manogatir avinchinna yatha gangam vaso ambudho lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hi udharitam ahetuki avyavahita ya bhakti hi purushottame. So this is the topmost one, where just like it is compared to river Ganga. The river Ganga arises at one place, but it is so fixed in going to the ocean. Nothing can stop. So it just goes. So here Lord Kapila Devi is saying that is without anything. That's what we are here. So a few days back we heard Mohan Vilas Prabhu talking about Swarupa. So that is actually Swarupa. And our Swabhava is our Varna. So when the Swabhava is there according to our, you know, nature, but when everything is purified, then the Swabhava rises. In this Swarupa rises. So Swarupa is a pure state of consciousness. So in that state a person acts in this way. So a person who has achieved that state, you put him in any situation in life, whether he is alone or he is in the midst of many people or in the midst of materialistic people or, isn't it? Otherwise, you see, in Madhva Sampradaya, people don't cross the ocean because they're very fearful that they'll get contaminated. Prabhupada went there, forget about getting contaminated, he transformed people, so they are still wondering, how did, because it's a pure devotee. Whichever situation you keep, whether they are in, he's in the midst of drug addicts or hippies or he is in Vrindavan, his heart and mind is always fixed. So this is a Swarupa which we have some idea about. So that is why Prabhupada, when he was asked that in your organization, how many pure devotees are there? So Prabhupada just called his assistant, how many people are there? He said, 5,000, whatever. So there are 5,000 pure devotees. I mean, what do you mean by 5? You think 5,000 pure devotees had bhava, prema? Are they in that state? No. What Prabhupada wanted to say is, the one who is fixed in serving the Lord, serving his Guru, is fixed in that. He may not bhava bhakti. He may not be having prema. Because he is fixed, so he saw that in his disciples. All the Western disciples, not all, but most of them, they have showed their signs later in their, who survived, who stuck to the principles, they became so pure. It is not that they had tears in their eyes, or of course, even if they have, they may not show it, but he said they are pure devotees. This is what Prabhupada. So we are all discussing this in context to Priyavrata, okay, why Priyavrata was not in. So here in the purport, this fact is also brought out that it is mentioned about Bilwa Mangal Thakur. So it is said that the devotional activities, what we do is eternal. So see, it's an example is given about Bilwa Mangal Thakur. He was a very advanced devotee in his past life. So he carried forward. But for some reason, he was in a very fallen state. And he was attracted to a prostitute. And the prostitute, when she said this, that with so much eagerness and determination, you are coming for this type of enjoyment. If the same, so immediately, if the same thing, if we had put it in this direction, what would have been the results? Immediately something clicked and all this past thing came. That's what here it is said that one sense, unless you have completely purified, you can never come to devotional service. And same time, Prahlad Maharaj, he says that those who are in materialistic life, family life, he uses very harsh words. Andakupam. And you know, he can, like Matirna Krishne, Parata Svabhava Mitho Vyate Graha Vritam. In this verse, it says that someone who is absorbed by his own efforts, how much he tries on his own. And it's not easy to give up sense enjoyment. And with other people's support or combined together, he would never ever accept. And it is said that unless you have completely, all the reactions of, you know, sinful actions has gone away, you cannot take up devotions. So this is what Prabhupada's disciples asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada, how is it that, you know, we were into all sinful reactions, actions and all. We have not got purified. And suddenly you are telling us, so Prabhupada said, it is not your qualification. I made your qualification. But we can also, it is also said that many of the people who are in the Western world, they are all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. They have been placed there. So they are very advanced people. But as soon as they came in contact, isn't it? Otherwise, how is it possible that within 6 months, someone is so surcharged and he's going and opening up some centers and he's preaching Bhagavad Gita, he's writing articles in BTG. And if you read the articles, and if you know this person, in the last they write, now who is this author? He is in Krishna consciousness for last 6 months. And he's writing an article like this. Where is it coming from? So this is to understand what we say devotional is service is not something very cheap. It is something very rare. If given an opportunity to practice it, it always remains with you forever because of some aparad or some impediment, as the Lord mentioned here. It can be checked, but a person remains. So we may wonder about, of course, we have stories from ancient Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad, Narada Muni. Same Narada Muni, Dhruva Maharaj also went back and ruled the kingdom. Prahlad was ruling the kingdom. But they were all very advanced. But they may... then anyway, Gaur Purnima, so I thought about even our recent history also, we see Shivananda Sen. He was a grahastha. And his wife, when she was pregnant, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be personally inquiring about. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say that your family is my family. It's a simple grahastha. I mean, again, Shivananda Sen, what was his mood? You know, when he would take all the devotees from Bengal to Orissa, he will be doing all the work, accommodation, food, and the most difficult thing was paying the taxes. And they will harass him like anything. Sometimes they would arrest him, they'd mind him, and the people will go. And once it so happened, he was very late, and Nityananda was very upset. Where is he? And he was involved in something very serious. He was not doing any enjoyment or something. He was completely selflessly serving. And Lord Nityananda got so angry. Now you can see this as an impediment. He just cursed that let Shivananda Sen's children, whatever, son, he dies. And his wife could hear it. Nityananda is cursing Shivananda. So when Shivananda Sen comes to Nityananda and he's again angry, you have kept me hungry for such a long time. How can you do that? He kicked him on his chest. What type of impediment? He didn't. He continued his same mood. He did everything. What he wanted, he got the prasad, everything. And his wife was apparently disturbed. She said, how can? So if he is pleased, what are you talking about? Either the children die, anyway they have to die, they will go back to Godhead. And then he is expressing, for your feet, there are so many sages hankering to catch hold of your feet, and that same feet, you kicked me. So there is no question about. So now this type of a person, which is a recent history, like he was there. Of course, King Prataparudra, he's a king. And the king was told that he will not get appointment. So anyone in that position with so much power, you could have hell with you. Appointment you are not giving, hell with you. You know, I am such a power, I'm a rich man, I have so much. I'll go to someone else here. Or kahin jaake. He said, if he can't give me appointment, if I can't meet him, what is the use of? I am willing to give up my kingdom. I don't mind coming down to the street and begging. What is my life worth? Now, this is again a state of consciousness where a person, and then he comes to this level. So there are such several stories. Of course, same time, when you talk about grahastha life, it is, I know we make fun of, you know, Gaya, you know, when we say Haribol, we said, oh, Gaya, Gaya, ek fas gaya andar, fir se kuve mein gir gaya, aise bolte hai na hum log, andakupam. Now it is one sense, yeah, it is very true, it is true that grahastha life, it has so much of, you know, you caught up with so many things, and then Andhakupa means it is such a dark, deep well that if you cry out, no one can hear it. So that also is, so that is what we are, we are hearing this, right? But same time, we see Raghunath Das Goswami. It was not Andakupam, right? Was it Andakupam for him? He had the best chaste wife. He had the wealth. He didn't have to struggle. He had all the property will come to him. It's the best possible situation. But he was finding that place burning. He could not stay there. It's something very... So this is just both sides, yes, and same time there is an opportunity to rise above. So this is what Prabhupada is saying in this purport. So we to end with, I will just conclude with one more, because it is not that the varna and ashrama, the external things, what you see is not what determines. It is the person's purity state which he has cultivated, anushilanam. By cultivating that, for that it is not that this ashram or this ashram. It is available in both the ashram. So I just remember, I was thinking, one, this is all Prabhupada's, because the way Prabhupada has given mercy shelter, there was one lady. You must have heard about this. It is not something first time, but it is worth speaking about it, because we talk about male, female, you know, and ashrama and varna. Now, one sense, females, what is a varna? What is the varna for females? Do we say that? Brahmani, Kshatriya. So she was a very, very simple lady. Her name was Kunti. This is real Prabhupada's. When Prabhupada was there, and I think this happened after. She had 6 children. She never gave a class. She would do simple sewing, cleaning, never in any management, never, no one even asked her, okay, what is your idea about this, any opinion about it? Insignificant, no one knew about her. And one stage in her life, she developed cancer. And the cancer was spreading so fast. And it was so, medically, the doctors would say, it is very painful. But she used to not express any pain. So she was taken to the hospital. And very soon, she became paraplegic. Like, you know, both the legs started becoming weak. So someone gave her a laptop that day. Early, laptop had just come. So that she can read Prabhupada. Because she didn't have strength. So she was just with her fingers, she would read. And when she had time, she would go in the wheelchair and cook bhoga, offer it, and distribute the prasad to all other patients. So that this news is spread to the TV station. So they came with a camera. The doctor said that we can't believe that, how can she not be in pain? So they came to interview her. That how is it that, you know, in this state? So she started saying, oh, I see the Lord's blessing here. Because every time now when I read my Guru Maharaj's purport, I feel it is directly spoken to me now. Before I used to also read, but now I can directly feel it. So this, in this state, she left her body. So there is no doubt about whether it is male, female, varna, ashrama. But she, in her pure state, she was practicing her in her own way. But the real time came when impediment came. As it is mentioned here, this impediment, how did she behave? People who came to see her, they said, she is very fixed. What are we going to do? What are we going to go and talk to her and tell her? She is already fixed. So these are the things which Prabhupada has brought up, and this is what Gaur Purnima coming up, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give all of us. It's not something ordinary. He has come to give pure bhakti, devotion, service, whatever we call, Braj bhakti, This is what he wanted to give it to everyone. And that is what Prabhupada is carrying forward in all over the world. Simple. Now, one sense we may say, it's a very complex subject. No? Ignorance, passion, goodness, the nirguna, shuddha sattva. Prabhupada would make it very simple. He said, you follow four regulative principles, you immediately come to the level of goodness. And in that platform, if you chant sincerely, you come to Shuddha Bhakti. Is it difficult to understand? Very simple. So this is what is Prabhupada's mercy. All this complex subject, of course there is, if you want to study, there are so many things from Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, the nature of pure bhakti. But Prabhupada made it very simple by saying four regulative principles. You chant, of course, chanting is not just chanting. In a pure state, someone who chants immediately rises to this level, and that is what is pure bhakti. So to summarize, this question is asked by Maharaj Parikshit, that how is it possible for someone who was in that level, high state, he's come back to a very materialistic type of a life. But same time, of course, how is a devotee pure, is liberated, so that is also there. But here Prabhupada is making in his purport, it's a very long purport, in that purport he makes it, what is the nature of pure devotional service? When we say bhakti, how it transcends all other things. One who has attained that, for him, it doesn't matter what varna, what ashrama he is in, he will always be absorbed, remembers, thinking. So that is the goal of our life, isn't it? The goal of our life is to become pure, that sense, in the association of devotees, especially with whatever Prabhupada has left behind for us. So that's why it is said, anukulena krishna anushin. Not whimsically. Not whimsically that, I am going to please the Lord, I am going to please it. Anukulena krishna anushilanam. This word is very important. So this, by following this, slow and slow, a person reaches, experiences, and then his life is perfect. That's what is nature of pure bhakti in context to all other jnana, karma, and pure bhakti. But you see the power of it. This is it. This is what is Priyavrat demonstrating. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. If anyone has any comments or anything to add, because everyone here are practitioners for many years. You have your own thing to add. Vasudev Prabhu, Rupraghunath Prabhu, anything to share? It's a very long purport it was. I hope I could cover. So impediments will be the test, how we Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Kya shyam pyare Prabhu, smile kar rahe aap. Hare Krishna.